Online security is obviously critically important. In the world of banking, for example, personal banking has become a bit more secure. Those little chips in your credit and debit cards, for example. But passwords and PIN codes are still easily hackable. So what if banks used biometrics? Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal joins us with more. Hey.
Hi, Magda. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Now, I understand that Citibank, for example, has recently attempted to come up with more secure logins for ATMs, but that hasn't quite panned out, even though they tried to use biometric data. So what hasn't worked so far?
All right. Well, so WSJ's Telos Deimos reports that back in 2015, Citigroup began testing this system that would scan a customer's iris and then make a four-digit access code obsolete that way. But 2 years later, they've shelved that project, and the reason is that it just became so costly and complex to collect and manage millions of customers' biometric data. And you know, they had this large database that they were worried that could be, you know, a really juicy target for hackers. So the new approach that they're taking and other banks are taking, it relies on customers to store and safeguard biometric data themselves on their smartphones.
On their phones. Okay.
And yes.
I mean, this is actually
one more task for our smartphones.
I know. But it's something that smartphones, you know, millions and millions and millions of them are already doing, right? I mean, you stick your finger on the little pad, your thumb, and it unlocks your phone.
Right. And you know, you can do a lot of online banking. I'm with Wells Fargo, and my online bank relies on using my thumbprint. The rumors we're hearing about the new iPhone that's coming out is that it's going to have even more biometric capabilities when that comes out in September, eagerly awaited. But over the past year, Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, Bank of America, they've all been rolling out new ATMs that are able to link to your mobile device. You sign in through your phone using a fingerprint, and that transmits a code over to the ATM.
So my first and perhaps most obvious question, Jason, is what if you lose your phone or you don't have it with you, shockingly, when you need to get cash from the ATM?
Well, the short answer is you'd be pretty out of luck. So that's definitely one of the considerations here. You know, what number do you call? How do you make a call if you've already lost your phone? And that's potentially a real problem. You just would not be able to access that machine. And so you'd have to find a way separately to reach your bank. And yeah, that definitely is a concern. And there's no easy solution to that at the moment.
So why is it that banks are doing this specifically with ATMs? Are they insecure? I mean, I've heard of people like hacking the ATMs or doing sort of like key reader hacks on them, but is this a huge problem?
Yeah. I mean, it really is that fraud is rising, and that's despite all these new security measures, such as, you know, the chip-enabled cards that you probably already have in your wallet. They've detected, according to one credit data provider, a 70% uptick in compromised cards that are being used in ATMs and merchants last year. And so this new approach really shifts the security burden to you, the user, and how you use your phone. So you've got to protect your phone from being imitated or hacked. You've really got to be conscious of your phone's security measure. So onus is on you more so than the bank that issues you the card.
All right, so the onus will be on us. But I'm just going to presume that these multi-billion-dollar institutions are still going to try to do their best to be secure on their end. Jason Bellini of the Wall Street Journal, thank you so very much.
Thank you.